This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Folk Music Hour.
From the Auckland Folk Festival, the three young fiddlers of Fiddle Law with additional adults on guitars introduce us to another playlist of New Zealand folk artists for May, New Zealand Music Month. Hello there, I'm David. The whole world is familiar now with the story of Bert Munro, who turned a 1920 Indian Scout motorcycle into a speed machine, thanks to Roger Donaldson's film The World's Fastest Indian. With Amiria Grinnell's BVs, New Zealand balladeer Roger Lusby tells the story in song, and his son Simon arranges it with an appropriately speedy backing.
He was born on a farm at Edendale, where the hawk flies on the Southland breeze, with nothing but courage and a mind to capture one good run for the god of speed. He loved the girls and he loved to play, bought a motorbike and rode away, saying you can live more going flat out on a bike in 5 minutes than others will do in their whole life. When he wanted anything, he learned how to make it. He could do it better than the next man could. When he figured how to make it go, you would hear him coming, it was Bert Munro. It was a 1920 Indian Scout, he modified until word was out that on a Reedy beach he raced one day to over 100 miles an hour, they say. There's a saying, when you're racing there's a thin red line, under 7,000 everything is fine, but the Wizard of Speed just rode away to a land speed record in the USA. When he wanted anything, he learned how to make it. He could do it better than the next man could. When he figured how to make it go, you would hear him coming, it was Bert Munro. Bonneville Salt Flats, Bert Munro learned how fast his bike would go. Blind and battered, he rode to win on the world's fastest Indian. He was born at a time without impede, to make it out of nothing and to succeed. And he died in his slippers in his old armchair, with a smile and a nod to the god of speed. Bert Munro, the god of speed.
The Ballad of Bert Munro by Roger Lusby, Kiwi folk writ large. Munro's world record speed of 183.5 miles an hour for the 1,000cc class at the Bonneville Salt Flats, set in 1967, still stands today. That's just short of 300 kilometres an hour. Terrifies me just imagining it. Holly Fulbrook makes worldwide waves with her Tiny Ruins, but the folk heart of her songwriting remains. Witness this lovely solo performance of her masterpiece on the Inside Sleeve on ABC Radio.
I await the day passed away. In the winter gardens, so young and so warm, we're storm, we're swarm. The park's on our lunch break.
Me at the Museum, You at the Winter Gardens by Tiny Ruins. Holly has her capo on the third fret if you'd like to find those lovely chord progressions on your fingerboard. Gitbox was in many ways the most significant original guitar group ever. Its music a homage to the steel string guitar. We have two albums to enjoy forever. From the second, Touchwood, here is Les Bouches du Monde. Gitbox, affectionate Kiwi slang for the guitar, at least since my first one more years ago than I care to remind us of. The film Suna Seul, or Alone, in last year's French Film Festival showed the challenges faced by a couple marooned on an island off southern Chile when their yacht disappeared. Its source was the book by yachtswoman Isabelle Autissier, whose own vessel had capsized a couple of thousand kilometres from Cape Horn in a solo round-the-world race. Her distress call was answered by yachtsman Giovanni Soldini, who turned back and found her by good navigation and radar and managed to get her off her yacht in the dark to the safety of his own. Paul Trenwith, who drives a banjo on dry land, wrote a beaut ballad about Otissier's near-death experience with an underlying message.
Get into my boat, I've come to save you. Get into my boat, help is at hand. Even though you're lost out on the ocean, 1,000 miles from the nearest land. I heard you cry out, oh please help me. There was only one thing on my mind. If your boat is sinking,
get into my boat,
leave yours behind.
She sailed out from Auckland Harbor, heading round the Horn, far into the southern sea, single-handed, all alone. But the waves rolled high, the winds blew strong, and her boat capsized. She signaled she was in distress and resigned herself to die. Upside down in the rolling seas, was there any hope at all? But a sailor friend from long ago responded to her call. By a miracle, he saw the hull, sailed his boat close by. Rescued her from the sinking ship, he'd heard her desperate cry.
Get into my boat, I've come to save you. Get into my boat, help is at hand. Even though you're lost out on the ocean, 1,000 miles from the nearest land. I heard you cry out, oh, please help me. There was only one thing on my mind. If your boat is sinking,
get into my boat,
leave yours behind.
We are all adrift on the sea of life, single-handed we must sail. Our fragile craft through oceans vast, gentle winds and mighty gales. We always need our Savior near, but there will come a time. We hear Him say, get in my boat, leave yours behind.
Get into my boat, I've come to save you. Get into my boat, help is at hand. Even though you're lost out on the ocean, 1,000 miles from the nearest land. I heard you cry out, oh please help me. There was only one thing on my mind. If your boat is sinking,
get into my boat,
leave yours behind. Get into my boat, I've come to save you. Get into my boat, help is at hand. Even though you're lost out on the ocean, 1,000 miles from the nearest land. I heard you cry out, oh please help me. There was only one thing on my mind. If your boat is sinking,
get into my boat,
leave yours behind.
Paul Trenwith with his Hamilton County colleagues, Alan Rhodes lead singer, a fine ballad with nice gospel harmonies. Surrounded by more empty ocean than any other country, New Zealanders only got here through seamanship and hardship. Perhaps that's why our history of racing under sail is so glorious. And Isabelle Autissier, the first woman to have completed a solo world navigation in competition, though not that time obviously, lives in La Rochelle, a writer and broadcaster and honorary president of the World Wildlife Fund France. Graham Gash got into a kind of folk jazz fusion music on the 1981 Waves album, After the Carnival. A Westie with a great love of the coast, this is his impression of Anafuata.
Thank you.
An extraordinary guitar instrumental, Anahata. Lovely photographs accompany it on YouTube. That was Waves, the brilliant acoustic trio featuring Graham Gash, one of those annoyingly talented people whose visual art and acoustic art are equally good. From the Woolshed Sessions, this is US-born New Zealand-educated Jess Chambers with her country folk hit, Stringing Me Along.
Treat me mean and keep me keen, just pulling
Chambers and her Woolshed Sessions colleagues. She lives in Nashville now, chasing her music along a very different electronic path. Of a track called Innocent, solo in a studio with lots of bells and whistles, a long way from a Kiwi woolshed and from the career path of a country music starlet. A wee doco emerges in her interview with Radio New Zealand's Sonia Ishimnikova, tracing her music journey from folk to ambient. Find it at the Culture 101 podcast archive for last July. Although we subscribe to the idea that New Zealand Music Month is a time for our own heritage, there's no requirement that all Kiwis play only New Zealand stuff. Musicians the world over love the American songbag, and Railway Pie, one of the five ANZFAR finalists for Best Album 2024 we featured last time, are no exception.
Reach right back, got me a pole. Went on the hard way, got me a hook. Fish that line right on that hook.
So you're gonna fish it all the time. I'm gonna fish it too. You made your life, your lovely wife. Gonna catch more fish than you. Any fish you buy, you got good bait. Now here's a little something I would like to relay. Fish you buy, if you got good bait, I'm a going fishing, yeah, I'm going fishing, I'm a going fishing too.
Mm-hmm.
spied me a catfish swimming around. Got so hungry, we didn't know what to do. I'm gonna catch me a catfish too.
I ain't going fishing all the time. I'm going fishing too. Met your life, your loving wife. Gonna catch more fish than you. Any fish you buy, if you got good bait, here's a little something I would like to relay. Any fish you buy, if you got good bait, I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing too. Fish you buy if you got good bait. I'm a gone fishing, yes, I'm gone fishing, yes, I'm a gone fishing too.
First recorded in 1928 by ragtime Texas Henry Thomas, The Fishing Blues by Railway Pie, I think the only New Zealand jug band still blowing along today. Their love affair with old-time American blues is consummated on their Bandcamp album, Caution 15. Here's Across the Great Divide from Wellington with a song that merits year-round singing, especially when it's done, as here, to the tune that its lyricist Robert Burns sang his famous words to.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot, for old lang syne? Oh, and surely you'll be your pints too, and surely I'll be mine, and we'll talk of God, oh kindness yet for old lang syne, for old lang syne, my Joe, for old lang syne. Between us.
and the melody New Zealanders are more familiar with emerges in the instrumental section there. First Hannah Wiskari-Griffith's soprano sax, then Tony Burt's dobro, Auld Lang Syne, long time since, good for any time of year. Harper and guitarist Karen Jones sang lead. Across the Great Divide, Hannah joined them to make a trio, and here she sings a lullaby in her mother tongue, Swedish. Vusalula, little child, it says, don't cry anymore. The star hangs in our birch tree. Outside it is dark night, so children must sleep. Live at their Beyond Shadow album launch with added accordion. Across the Great Divide, you can find them on Vimeo. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the Folk Music Hour is the only radio program that plays nothing but Kiwi artists for the whole month of May. Honourable exceptions, kiwifolk.org, internet radio, of course. However, a New Zealand song by an English artist certainly suits the temper of the times. True, he shifts the location of our second most famous folk song from the South Island's Fiordland to the South Atlantic. But who can convey in folk song the terror and sadness of being abandoned on an offshore island for years better than Martin Carthy?
Oh, my name is David Lauston, I did seal. Oh, my name is David Lauston, I did seal. Though me man and I were lost, though our very lives it cost, we did seal, we did seal, we did seal. We were set down in open bay, were set down. We were set down in open bay, were set down. We were left, we gallant men, never more to sail again. Never more, never more. Our captain, John McGraw, he set sail. Oh yes, for old Port Stanley, he set sail. I'll return, men, without fail, but she foundered in the gale and went down. So come all you lads who venture far from home, far from home. Come all you lads who venture far from home. where the icebergs tower high. That's a pitiful place to die. Never a seal, never a seal, never a seal.
Martin Carthy with the ballad of Davy Lowston, who survived his stranding off Open Bay. His poem was published in Sydney, and I'm given to understand that it went missing until a copy was found in a trunk in Nantucket. Can that be right? Neil Cahoon, whose seminal work in New Zealand folk song began before the folk boom, told me that he adapted the tune of the boisterous English music hall number Sam Hall. Our guest Australians in this year's New Zealand Music Month have played the Auckland Folk Festival in New Zealand. An object lesson in perfect commercial folk, no intrusive drum kit. Guitar provides all the rhythm you need, really. Terrific three-part harmony throughout. Here's the Folk Bitch Trio.
The actor lying on the pillow next to me, through thighs a canyon and bullets below your knees. I know you find it hard to breathe. When flowers bloom at the corner of your street, drive flat for pleasure, insurance, and hopefully they get a page inside your book. What could I say to make this right? Often in fog and then a fight. When everybody's listening, my friends are in the kitchen. The actor rehearses her new lines. One woman show, I'll see you at opening night. And then we'll look you in the eye.
The Folk Bitch Trio, our Australian guests for this year's New Zealand Music Month. Look out for their video of that song, The Actor. Luke Hurley is a tireless touring musician who deserves your support when he turns up in your neck of the woods. His new album is Before the War. Here's the title song.
Wish you could imagine, wish you could believe. Some time ago I had a peaceful life, just like you, before the war, just like you. Used to go to work in the morning. I would come along belong to some people, some people belonged to me. Just like you. Like the wind, I could do most anything. I had the greatest joy in my heart. My eyes were shining, believe me, I could see all the colors.
Hurley. Before the War is available on his Bandcamp page, and as with all the artists we play this month and throughout the year, we warmly encourage you to support their work with your discretionary dollar. Here's the intriguing psych folk pop of French for Rabbits.
Always searching for something more, just out of reach, it should be mine. Am I not deserving of your perfect love? It's my longing for it somehow, a kind of reason not to receive it. Your love is my only comfort, and your love is my only.
Leech by French for Rabbits, it's Lapin Guys. Super Vocals by Brooke Singer. Their own label, All Good Absolute Alternative Records, is featuring other artists too. We'll bring you one soon. I sometimes wonder that the folk tradition in New Zealand may die out. Old folk singers pass away, and if any young artists are performing Packing My Things, I've yet to hear about them. But young musicians are still loving acoustic music. Consider this duo with Sink or Swim, it's Marlin's Dreaming.
Sink or swim with me anyway, if take a trusting moment anyway. If I tether closely by day in summer,
a five-piece alt-pop outfit from Dunedin, but sounding nice and folkish as an acoustic duo there live in the BFM studios. We always love it when our young musicians do well overseas. Bebe Bowness is a self-taught Kiwi lass whose five-string playing leads off this instrumental, Wickwire, in the band she picks banjo with, Mile 12. Bluegrass with a Kiwi edge, wowing the audience at Club Passim in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The four-piece lineup of Mile 12, featuring that uncommon thing, a woman powerfully picking bluegrass five-string. New Zealand's BB. Kiwi singers and musicians play all over the world in every kind of music, and we're proud of them. More New Zealand folk next time with a good dose of Kiwiana to tickle your funny bone. Thanks for listening. Cheerio.
Thank you for listening to the Folk Music Hour, a weekly broadcast on Access Radio Taranaki. Thanks to New Zealand On Air, Irirangi Te Motu. All our shows are available to podcast. Just search for Folk Music Hour. Kia ora.